Learning the laws in the Sias Kapayim, the Mechaber tells us that Yeshmi Sheomer, there are those who say, in response to the question of, after the Kohanim have already finished blessing the congregation, why is it necessary for them to stay up there? Just continue, just go back to your seats. And he says the reason why is based on halacha. Shesrichin lahamtin ad shisam hatzibul anus amen acher birchas simshal mechen haminog. That it's the custom that they should wait at least up until the point where the tzibur answers amen to the last bracha of the chazan, the bracha of avarachas moishol mashalom in the paragraph of Sim Shalom. That's the reason why they stay up there. That's what the halacha states. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us something pretty powerful, I think. Mishnah Berurah says, "Dekodem amen adayin l'nistayim habracha." Because when a person answers amen to a bracha, it's really concluding the bracha itself. And therefore, when the Chazan is saying the bracha of Shalom, in which the Nesias Kapayim, the Birchas Kohanim, is connected to this idea of also asking for peace for Klal Yisrael, we have to wait until the Amen is recited for that bracha. V'achshav, and now, ha-minhag lomer l'kohanim b'ridasam min haduchan yishar. That after the Kohanim leave, the Kohanim are greeted. They're greeted by all the different people in the congregation, and they say, Ashikoach, Shkoach Koyin, and they start communicating, have a nice little conversation. V'hanochon shelo yerdo ha-Kohanim ha-duchen, ad l'acher shi'asayim ha-shliach tzibur kadosh. It says that even though, technically, as the Mechaber says, you really can just come down immediately after the Chazar Sashatz, after the bracha of Baruch Samayisol B'Shalom is finished, and you can start going to your seats during the Kaddish. But the problem is that people are going to begin talking to you and wishing you a bracha, giving you a bracha during the Kaddish. And he says, because of this, it's better that the Kohanim should actually stay up there, which, of course, you have to find the Minhag HaMakom, whatever the custom of that shul is, and wait until the Shliach Tzibur completes the Kaddish. Kedei shel yisbatul ha-Kohanim v'ha'am. Mi'anias amen yehishmei rabba, shar amenim al yidei zeh. That otherwise the Kohanim will go down, and you know this is what would happen, that the people would speak to you, and then what ended up happening, in the midst of your conversation, there's someone who's making a lot of noise in the shul by the name of Chazan, and he's saying certain parts of the Kaddish in which you're supposed to respond, including Yehishmi Rabbah and the other Amenim, and you're not going to end up saying them. And therefore, because of this, the Mishnah Berurah advises that the Kohanim should remain by the Duchan all the way up to and including the entire Kaddish. So, what I believe what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is something which could be borrowed, this concept, to the rest of davening in general. That it's not enough for a person to be cautious to ensure that the decorum of the shul is held to its highest of levels, so that you yourself are not engaged in conversation during davening, but you also have to do whatever it takes to ensure that other people around you are not going to end up talking. So by you walking by, inadvertently causing someone else to miss saying amen is also considered by the Mishnah Berurah an issue, such an issue that going against what the Mechaber says, that you can just leave already during the Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah says absolutely not, because there's that concern. What would happen if people, being friendly and wishing you Yashar Koach, you're going to end up missing an amen? So, because of this, certainly you have to be extremely cautious. Person's makom kavua, person where they sit during davening, making sure that it's not going to be something which will cause others to talk. And maybe by sitting by other people, which can cause you to talk as well, could end up causing your davening not to be on the same level that it potentially could be reached. It could elevate yourself to. Continuing the next law of the Mechaber, he says as follows: Kishmakzirin penehen bein betchila bein basov lo yachziru el derech yamin. As we mentioned before, that at preferably during the bracha, as the Kohanim are facing the Aron, which, let's say it's situated in the east, or regardless, they turn around to face the congregation. And it's necessary that the bracha should be said, panim el panim, face to face. Now, when they turn around, halacha actually tells us the way in which they should be turning. We're going to get to that in a second. What does it mean, derech yamin? But before, let's just conclude this halacha with the words of the Ramah. It says, kishiyardim min haduchen, after when the kohanim leave from the platform, lo yigu bin aleim hapinach, they should be careful not to touch their shoes hamatunafim, which are potentially dirty. Because if they would touch them, yitlu yadehem l'tfila shiyaspal achakach, they still have a little bit of davening to go, and kohenu, the rest of Musaf, and you'd have to, of course, at that point, you would have to wash your hands again. So you'd be careful that when you put on your shoes, afterwards, you have to make sure that not to touch them so that your hands do not become ritually impure, that you would have to wash them. And of course, if you do, then you just wash your hands. Okay. Now, the Be'er Hatev explains what it is exactly it means when the Kohen, who's facing the Aron, and he turns around, it should be done derech yamin, to the right. So he says, Perush, Yamin Shalo, refers to your right, the Kohen's right. And he explains this in great detail. Kishomdin Tchila Pnehim Mizrach, assuming that the Aron is in the east, and that's where people are davening, that's where the Kohanim are facing initially, before they're instructed to turn around. At that point, when they're told to turn around, Nifnu Tzad Darom, they should be turning toward the south, which if this would be east, would be in this direction. So they're constantly moving in the right, so that their right hand is always on the outside. The Achakach Lamarav, negative Tzibor, and they continue to turn until finally they are west, facing west, opposite the congregation. And then, Umachzirasam, and when they finished, they are giving the bracha, and they turn back to the Aron, then Yifnu Litzad Safon, then you turn to the north, which again, you're still moving in Derech Yamin, in the right way, V'yachakach L'mizrach Klapei Aron. And then this way again, you'll be facing east, but you're constantly turning to in the right motion. And this is also the idea when it comes to the Avoda in the Beis Mikdash, which as we serve in our Beis Achneses, which is like a Mikdash Ma'at, we also try to do things derech yamin, as the Kohanim would always, except for very few exceptions, always begin their service moving to the right. That's what we do as well. That when we take the Sefer Torah, we do not go to the left side, but we go to the right, around, and then we continue to go around to our right because of this. One last thought brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, talking about when the Kohanim leave from the platform. It says, "Kishiyardim min haduchen lo yachzor achareihem l'heichal." As were custom in general, a person, let's say, would get psicha, opening up the ark, that when they leave that area, they do not just walk down the steps with their back facing the aron. El yisadu v'yachzor p'nehem k'sas l'heichal. Rather, you either can turn a little all the way back, or even to your side, of course, being cautious, going down steps not to hurt yourself. And the reason for this is Ketalmid Hanifti Mirabo. Just as in the good old days, when a student would part from their great teacher, they wouldn't just walk so that the teacher would get a view of their back, but rather to show respect and kavod, Shemakser Panav Elov B'Seisim Lefanav. The student would only turn around so that when they would walk backwards, so that they would never turn their back on their teacher. So too the Kohanim, when they are leaving from the Duchan, they will also make sure, just as a student, to never turn their back in front of a Kodesh Baruch. Or B'chananim Chashvatz Kodesh Baruch, Sarosu B'chachar B'chanim Termit Teshnemar, Adonai Chafetz Amatzit Kor Yadil Torah V'Yadir.